And so we find here, and I'm going to begin reading and just hop, skip, and jump through this section here. I begin reading at verse 1 of chapter 13 of 2 Kings. In the 3rd and 20th year of Joash, the son of Ahaziah, king of Judah, Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, began to reign over Israel and Samaria and reigned 17 years. Well, you can see this doesn't seem to be very exciting, does it not? Well, we are told here he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He followed the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, which made Israel to sin. He departed not therefrom. You see, Jeroboam seems to be the standard for the northern kingdom. He was a sinner. He put up the golden calves. He led Israel away from the worship of the true God, led them into sin. Now, when Ahab and Jezebel came to the throne, they went way beyond that. They began the active worship of Baal, which actually was demonism, and they introduced that. Now, this man that is beginning to reign, who actually is a son of Jehu, he, like his father, he doesn't go to Baal worship or as far in the depths of sin as Ahab and Jezebel did, but he does go as far as Jeroboam did, and that's bad enough. Now we are told that the king of Syria, Hazael, came against him, and as a result, why, this man, he knew he was in danger and he was in trouble. He did turn to the Lord. And in verse 4, and Jehoahaz besought the Lord, and the Lord hearkened unto him. For he saw the oppression of Israel, because the king of Syria oppressed him. And the Lord gave Israel a Savior, so that they went out from under the hand of the Syrians, and the children of Israel dwelt in their tents as before time. Now notice how gracious God is. The minute that these people call upon him, the minute the king called upon the Lord, he heard and he answered the prayer and he delivered these people. How gracious God is. My friend, you and I today do not realize how good God is and how good he is to you and to me today. Oh, the goodness of God. How wonderful he is. And it's seen now in the life of this king. It'd be very easy to say. I'm sure that some of us would have said, wait a minute, let's wait and see if you're going to come back to the Lord. And if you promise to serve the Lord, well, then we'll do something for you. But we have to see something on your part. The Lord just heard his prayer, and the Lord answered. But now wait, he's not going to get by with sin. You may be sure of that. And we find here, as a result, verse 6, nevertheless, they departed not from the sins of the house of Jeroboam, who made Israel sin, but walked therein. And there remained the grove also in Samaria. Prosperity is not always an evidence that people are walking with God. It could mean, as it did in this case, they'd called upon God and he'd been good to them and heard them. But they went on in sin. But the day came. We find verse 7, neither did he leave of the people to Jehoahaz, but 50 horsemen and 10 chariots and 10,000 footmen. For the king of Syria had destroyed them and had made them like the dust by threshing. In other words, he never was able to come back to really defend his kingdom. And then we have the record here of verses 8 and 9 of the death of Jehoahaz. This is the record of man. The king is dead. Long live the king. And here comes another king to the throne. We're told in the 30th and 7th year of Joash, king of Judah, began Jehoash. And now it's really become confusing because the names on both sides are similar, if not identical. And as a result, well, you don't know who's reigning, and you don't know where he's reigning, and you don't know what the circumstances are. This is a very confusing period. And I'm not sure about what the Lord left it that way for a very definite reason. And we're told in verse 11, he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel sin, but he walked there. Now that was the standard, that when a king came to that level of sin, God always judged. Now we're told the rest of the acts of Joash and all that he did and his might, wherewith he fought against Amaziah, king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles? Joash slept with his fathers, and Jeroboam sat upon the throne, and Joash was buried in Samaria. Now, this is confusing. And the reason that it's confusing is because we started off with Jeroboam, and it looks like he's come around again for the second time. But it's another Jeroboam. This was Jeroboam II. And he begins to reign now.